Hey you, welcome back to the Almost Tensi podcast. Have you ever felt sad but never known why? A kind of sadness that finds its way to you whenever you're alone. A sadness that sits quietly at the back of your mind, making you go through your days feeling everything with an undertone of sadness. Well, if you have, so have I. In fact, so am I, because I'm currently feeling this way, and I've been feeling this way for a very, very long time, and I wanted to talk about it. But before we dive right into that conversation, I wanted us to play our usual game, right, which we always do in every solo episode. I list a couple of activities that I guess you guys might be doing while you're listening to the podcast. And if I list an activity that you're doing, you're out of the game. So first off, my chefs, I'm sorry. I'm always apologizing. I think this is a toxic relationship between us, okay? Very hypocritical, toxic one. But if you're cooking, you're out of the game, okay? If you're doing the dishes, you're out. If you're sitting down, you're out. Okay, if you're editing a video, editing a picture, whatever it is, you're out. Okay, if you're in a taxi or if you're in a bus, you're out. If you're listening at a church or you're at a place of worship, you're out. If you're shaving your armpits while you're listening, I know, Martins, what the hell? Yes, if you're shaving your armpits while you're listening, I'm trying to get pretty specific because you guys be doing the most, okay? So if you're shaving your armpits while you're listening, you're out. And that concludes my list for this game. But as I would always say, regardless of whatever it is you're doing, just come closer to me and let's have a wonderful conversation. I think sadness for a lot of people is linked to something. Like, most people feel sad because they lost a job. Most people feel sad because maybe they broke up with someone that they were in a relationship with. Most people feel sad because, I don't know, they lost their phone. Something bad happened. They lost a loved one. Just some sort of unfortunate event or an unfortunate turn of circumstances. It would make somebody say, oh yeah, this is why I'm feeling sad. I think a good number of people, that pretty much is sadness for them. It's usually linked to something. There's usually a reason behind why somebody would feel sad. But I think for me, I this sadness that I've felt for a very, very long time is not a sadness that I think is linked to something, right? And I've always felt this sadness. And I'm not about to get morbid here, okay? I'm not about to come here. I'm not about to be that guy who'd come on the podcast and be like, guys, I've always felt sad. My life is so horrible. No, okay? I'm not about to get dark here. But I think I'm just trying to be vulnerable here. Remember how I talked about in a couple of episodes, and I think I've talked about it in multiple episodes, about how I think there is this beauty in showing the strong side of you, showing your wins, showing the polished side of your work and yourself, but also letting people see the vulnerable side of you. And I think that is what this episode is, right? And so when we talk about this sadness, for me, it's not a sadness that most people would say is linked to something as they would feel. My own sadness and the sadness that I think I've felt, it is a sadness that I've come to realize has no particular reason. Like, I've sat down to think about this, okay? I did not just, you know, think randomly, okay, I want to talk about sadness. Okay, let me just cook this up. I really sat down and realized that what I've been feeling, this weight at the back of my mind, has been sadness. It has been freaking sadness. And I couldn't think of any reason why. Now, would I need to do some soul searching to figure out why it is I'm feeling this sadness? Maybe some more soul searching, because I have been doing some thinking. Maybe, probably. But I would say, though, that the sadness that I've been feeling and I have felt for a very long time is not linked to anything. And I think that I'm not the only person who feel this way, right? One thing that I think comforts me is that I know that what I feel, multiple people also feel, right? And I think it's in the Bible. I think there's a place in the Bible that says that whatever it is you're going through, there is no human being in this world that has not gone through it. And I think even worse, I might be misquoting the Bible, okay? If there are any Bible scholars listening, please, please don't get mad. Don't cast me out or whatever. But I know that there's a part in the Bible that says something like that, right? And so I sort of believe that whatever it is I'm going through, there is this comfort in knowing that people are also going through it, that people have gone through it before, right? And I think I'll try my best to describe this sort of sadness, this sort of feeling. Because like I said earlier, most people would sit down and be like, okay, I lost a job, that's why I'm feeling sad. I lost my pets. I lost, even though I feel like most Nigerians, see, this is coming from somebody who's never had a pet in his entire life, right? But I don't know if Nigerians are very sentimental towards pets. I think the average Nigerian, if they were to lose their pets, they'd probably just go and buy another one. But then again, this is a very biased opinion coming from someone who's never had a pet before, you know, never had a puppy or whatever. But I will try to describe this sadness. So this sadness is, it's a sort of sadness that does not really affect my day-to-day activity. It's not a sadness that is so deep that, you know, I can't get out of bed. I can't function properly like a human being. Because if I think of, you know, the things that I've, or if I think of the activities, right? If I think of the activities that I've had, like the past activities that I've performed, I've done pretty well. I'm talking going to school, writing examinations, laughing, hanging out with people, watching series, doing all sorts of things, cooking, right? But I think in all of these activities, there was always this undertone of sadness. It's like this sort of sadness as like, what's the point of life? It's a what's the point of life kind of sadness. Not, I'm honestly trying to think of how I can describe this sadness, but it's a sort of sadness that you get when you're thinking of what's the point of life. But it's not so bizarre, but it's like half of that feeling you get when you think of the point of life and a little extra, right? And I thought of whether this sadness is actually depression, because from my own very general basic human knowledge, I know that sadness is just something that might be linked to something, right? And it just dissipates within a few days at most. But I know that depression lingers. And so I was like, what if I'm actually having depression, right? And I did what every other Gen Z, every other human being, even you that's listening to me, I feel like you do this too, okay? So nobody should raise an eyebrow at me. Nobody should raise an eyebrow at me. But I did what I feel every person does. And I just went to AI. Okay, I went to ChatGPT and I said, hey, chat, what's the difference between depression and sadness? Particularly a sadness that stays for a very long time for no reason. And ChatGPT has always says, that's a really thoughtful question. The line between sadness and depression can feel blurry, especially when sadness seems to linger. But here's how they differ. Sadness is described as a natural emotion. It says here, sadness is a normal response to life events like loss, disappointment, rejection, and stress. And it also said that sadness has a trigger. Usually, you can point to why you feel sad. You see, like I actually said, usually you can point to why you feel sad. For example, failing an examination, losing a loved one, conflict, you see, okay? Normal human beings, they feel sad because of a reason. But then there's Guy Martins, there is me, and there's probably you too who is feeling this way, right? Who just feels it for no reason, right? And now we're trying to understand, if you feel sadness for no reason, could it be depression? I think that's the main point here. Okay, so I dug further into AI's response, and it says, sadness comes in waves, okay? It may last a while, but it tends to ease with time, with comfort, or with positive experiences. But then again, remember I just said now, that I looked back at past activities and I was laughing to my heart's content. But when I think of that laughter, man, there was sadness in my laughter. Okay, I do activities and I still feel sad. Okay, and I will still come to describe how that sadness comes to me. Okay, but it says that with positive experiences, with time, with comforts, it would ease up And then there's me with time, it just remains, okay? Now, it says it doesn't usually affect functioning. You might feel down, but you can also go about your daily life. I mean, hey, this one pretty describes what I just said now, because when I feel this sadness, it's not as if it's hindering my day-to-day activities, right? It doesn't hinder the way I function. I still do my daily activities, but reflecting on so many things, I come to realize that, hey, I am actually doing all of these things with this low-key feeling of sadness, right? And so ChatGPT moved further to talk about depression, and he says, more than sadness, that is the definition of depression. Depression is a mental health condition that involves changes in mood, thinking, energy, and motivation. There is no clear reason, because sometimes there isn't a trigger. People just feel persistently low for no reason. I think we're getting here now. It seems like there is a mix in this thing, because I feel attributes of sadness and I feel attributes of depression, but I'm not quite in any of them. I think it's like, it's a collabo, as Nigerians would say, na collabo. I think it's a merging of the both of them. Because if you come to look at it now, the sadness I feel doesn't affect my functioning, right? But I don't have mood swings. There's just this persistent feeling of sadness somewhere. And there's no clear reason. But this no clear reason comes now to the definition of depression. So you're thinking, what then do I have, okay? And it says here, depression is long-lasting. It persists for weeks, for months, or years, not just days like sadness. Meanwhile, I'm having symptoms of sadness, but the duration has been for a very, very long time. It says here, depression can affect your functioning. It can interfere with your sleep, your appetite, concentration, self-worth, and daily responsibilities. Okay, now I have to nitpick this one. Because while I feel the sadness and the attributes, like, doesn't affect your functioning, the sadness I feel is long. It's been there for a very, very freaking long time. And I'm sure people actually feel this, right? And there is no reason why I feel this. Now, these two attributes, which is staying there for a very long time and having no particular reason, they are under attributes of depression, right? And then it lasts long. Okay, so there's still that. And then it says that it affects your functioning. But then when I come to think of it, sometimes when I felt sad, I haven't slept. Like, I haven't had a good night's rest. And so I'm trying to understand where it is I actually fall in. I don't know if ChatGPT is confusing all of us here. And he says that the symptoms are beyond sadness, like loss of interest in activities you once enjoyed, fatigue, hopelessness, feelings of worthlessness, or even thoughts of death. Now, this is particularly interesting because when they say loss of interest in activities you once enjoyed, I haven't lost any iota of interest in activities that I used to enjoy. When it's time to enjoy these activities, I would enjoy them so, so much, right? Has there been any activity that I've just lost interest in? I don't know. Has there been any activity that, does someone grow out of activities they used to enjoy? Probably. I think it's a human thing. But I think for me, if I were to play with my siblings as we've always done when growing up, I would do it gladly. Activities I've enjoyed while growing up. I guess maybe when you remove babyish activities like playing with toys, other activities that I normally enjoy doing, I still do enjoy them, right? It says fatigue. Now, this is very hard to pinpoint because I'd be feeling tired a lot of times. So I don't even know whether this is part of it, but I know that I do have a heavy sense of fatigue sometimes. And then there is hopelessness, which comes once in a while, and then feelings of worthlessness and thoughts of death. When it comes to hopelessness, I don't know, doesn't everybody feel hopeless at some point? The hopelessness I feel, it happens. I think if you're really serious about what you want in life and you think about your future, there is bound to be some sense of hopelessness at some point where you're like, what the hell am I doing in my life? You know? But when it comes to thoughts of death, I don't normally think of death as a sort of, oh, death, where are you? Oh, shall you come to me? Oh, please come to me. No, I think of death in a way of like, what happens when somebody dies? Like, what's beyond death? What is in the afterlife? And then chat rounds it up by saying the key difference is that sadness is temporary and it's tied to events, while depression is prolonged and it is a pervasive state that affects your whole life even when nothing bad is happening. Now, this is pretty confusing. This is freaking confusing because the sadness I feel is not tied to events. It has attributes of depression, like being prolonged and happening when nothing bad, nothing directly bad is happening to you. So it's like it has the mixture of two of them. But then again, it's not affecting my daily functionality. Do you get? And so I'm genuinely wondering now what it is I'm feeling. Okay, I'm trying to differentiate it from depression to understand where it is or where it is I might be. And keep in mind, I'm not a medical professional in any way. Okay, so this is literally self-diagnosis. And I'm trying to understand where it is I stand in this because I've really, really thought about this. And I wanted to talk about this here. And I don't know. I think it might help if I were to go back to think about how it started and how long it has always been there. Like if I were to think of the earliest memories of when I started feeling this sadness, I think the earliest memory I've had of feeling these undertones of sadness would be in my senior high school. You might be wondering why I think that that's when it started then. And I would say this, there are a couple of reasons, I think. The first one is, and has always been, my ability to cry easily from senior high school. Now, I'm not talking of a sort of crying whereby I just sit down and wail and bawl my eyes out, crying like a baby. By crying, I mean the ability to just produce tears and evoke some sort of sadness from no freaking where. Okay? I don't know, guys. This might sound freaking crazy. This might sound so somehow. But it's an emotion that I'm trying to express. And I think I'm just trying to let you understand how that feels, right? And so if you're with me, let's just keep going, okay? Let's just dive right down deep into this rabbit hole and hopefully come to some sort of conclusion. But when it comes to the way and why I feel that this sadness has been there, what comes to my mind is my ability to always just cry on impulse. Like if somebody was to just tell me to just produce tears for them, I could create a bucket of tears for them. I would just sit down and I would just tap into this void of sadness that sits somewhere. I don't know if this episode is getting morbid. I don't know if this episode is getting pretty depressing, right? I'm trying to sort of balance the vibe. I don't want to sound very morbid. I don't want to sound very down and depressed. But at the same time, I think this is a very serious conversation because people would actually be feeling this way. For me, it came in the way I could actually just easily cry. I could sit down and just evoke tears and come out. There was this particular event, okay? I'll give you a scenario, okay? There was a time whereby I was in senior high school, one of my high schools, and I was telling my classmates, I would make this teacher believe that I'm sad and, you know, I'm upset. And they dared me to do it, and I was like, okay, no problem. And then I bent my head, and I remember just trying to think of something sad. Nothing came to mind. No particular event came to my mind. But instead, I felt this immense sadness that I could just tap into. And I pulled it out and I started bawling my eyes out for no particular reason. I was like so sad for no reason, like for no absolute reason. And then I then turned and looked at the teacher. And when I looked at this teacher, my eyes were red. They were so red. Woman, let's say she clutched her pearls and she was like, Martins, what's wrong with you? Are you okay? And I was like, no, that I forgot what it is I said. I probably said something about how I wasn't feeling fine. I don't know what it is I said. But the woman was, her face was filled with sudden worry and concern. And when I realized, shit, this is getting too much, I then just wiped my face and started smiling and told her I'm pretending. And she was like, get this boy into acting, get this boy into drama school. And so I don't know. That is one of the things, because at any moment, at any point in time, my tear ducts are full. Could this be an extra gift from nature? I don't know. But that's just one of the reasons. I think the second one, right, would be, like I said, the undertone feeling of sadness, right? A sort of sadness that creeps in, like I mentioned while we started talking. A sadness that comes in when you're not doing anything. How do I describe an emotion to somebody, particularly somebody who might not have felt it? Let's say you're a student, for example, okay? I would imagine there's a student listening. Imagine going through school, right? Going through a particular semester, studying really hard, trying to pursue good grades, attending all the classes, doing everything, you know, writing the tests, writing the examinations, depriving yourself of sleep, going to the library every day. You don't even, you know, watch movies or listen to music during the period of examinations. And then when your results comes out, your highest grade is C. You get D's and F's. that feeling now, just imagine that feeling that you would get when you see a result and there's nothing you can do about it. That's the feeling that comes up to me when I stay alone. And again, I'm not troubled, guys. Okay, I'm not like worried or troubled. It's just a part of, it's a vulnerable side of me that I decided to share after reflecting. And I'm just trying to paint a picture as to how it feels, right? I think for any other person that might be doing any other thing, just think of putting your effort and time into something and that thing not working out, and there's absolutely nothing you can do about it. Picture that horrible, hopeless feeling. But instead of mine coming so extreme that I can't do anything, it's just like a faucet, like a tap that just keeps on dropping and keeps on dropping and keeps on dropping. Gosh, this is sounding morbid. This is sounding so freaking morbid. It's sounding so sad. Like I don't even know. But that's how it feels. Like it's a feeling of sadness. And I'm trying to wonder why it is somebody might be feeling this way, why it is I felt this way. Because when I think of my relationship with people, I have close friends who are awesome. I maintain good relationships with people. I sort of have a fairly decent self-worth. Okay, a fairly decent sense of self-worth, right? Still in the workings, but a fairly decent one, right? And so I'm wondering why. I'm really wondering why. I don't know if I've been able to paint a picture as to how it is that sadness is. And this sadness, I think, would not have bothered me if it did not affect me. Now, what are the ways in which I think this sadness has affected me? And this, if somebody is feeling this particular way, the way it would be affecting them might be different. But then again, there are just two I can think of now. The two ways I think this sadness affects me is the first one being a sense of hopelessness, an occasional sense of hopelessness that comes when I'm just alone. I don't think anybody wants to feel hopeless whenever they are alone, and I feel that way, right? And I think the second one is resting sad face. I know it sounds somehow, but it's a resting sad face. For most people, they have something called a resting bitch face. If you've never heard of what a resting bitch face is, it's basically, I think it applies to guys too, but basically, most especially girls and guys who their resting, relaxed face looks as though they are pissed off at somebody, right? And I've been told to have something called a resting sad face, a facial expression which, when it's neutral, looks as if the person is just immensely sad. And I've been told that before. Like I had a friend who I was chilling with one day, and I was just thinking about something. I was neutral. There was still that undertone feeling of sadness, right? But it was just, it was not conscious. I think it was a subconscious feeling of sadness, but I wasn't particularly thinking about it. I was just reading something. And she was like, "Hey guy, why are you sad?" And I was like, calm down, I'm not sad, right? So I think those are the two ones. It doesn't, like I said again, this is not some sort of big, troubled episode whereby it's like, oh my goodness, guy just released an episode crying for help. No, it's not. It's not. Unlike the attributes of depression that ChatGPT gave us, whereby it said that it affects your functionality, it's so deep. You know, the effects of depression are almost visibly apparent. The sadness I feel, which has attributes of depression, are not so deep that it affects me so much, right? But the effects are like, maybe effects that would show up in how my face neutrally is. And I've heard something that says, like, you know, the face is a window to the soul. And maybe because of this slight sadness that has been persistent, it then sort of reflects occasionally, or maybe most of the time, I'm trying to be merciful to myself, or maybe it reflects occasionally in my facial expression when neutral, just reflecting a saddened facial expression. And I don't know, guys. I don't know. I don't know, and I've tried to run from this sadness. I came to realize that I cannot just sit down on my own quietly for up to 5 minutes doing nothing. And this is funny, okay? This is funny, and I think it takes a lot of vulnerability to be able to admit this as somebody who, you know, wants to improve themselves and be on a self-development journey, sort of helping others too on that journey. I think you would want to present a front that just seems so impenetrable. A front that is like, I'm always consistently leveling up, right? I don't have any off days. I don't have any bad days. But I'm not even going to lie, guys. It's like I can't just stay quietly. If you compound the moments of my silence, I might add maybe journaling, right? As good as those things are, it's not as if I'm spending my alone time doing bad things or doing things that are self-destructive. But it's like if you compound the times I spent alone, they are not alone times that are really just alone reflecting on your thoughts. They're not like reflective alone thoughts. I'm either just journaling or I'm on my phone, okay? I'm trying to talk to somebody, I'm trying to message somebody, hey, are you down? Let's hang out. Hey, do you want us to call? Or I just can't bear it, and so I just watch a series. Most times, if I'm cooking, I want to listen to a podcast. I want to listen to a very lengthy podcast. I want to listen to podcasts. I'm listening to music. If I'm alone, I want to watch series back to back. And I think while those are good things, they're not necessarily bad things. Do you get what I'm trying to say? But I use those things sometimes in a way that it's non-excessive, in a way that it's like I'm not trying to escape that quiet sadness that comes to me when I'm alone. And I know what you're probably thinking, Martins. I think the solution is that you sit down with your thoughts and you just try to figure out why. But guess what? Didn't I just say that I have done that and I did not see any trace as to why I'm feeling that way? And I also mentioned again how I think that it might have to do with me. It might have to take me sort of reflecting longer and being able to comfortably sit in silence to actually think of why it is I feel this way. And who knows, maybe I might actually figure out that I'm intentionally trying to feel sad. Maybe some sort of self-sabotage. I don't know, okay? I don't know. I don't know. To be honest, guys, I don't know. I've tried to run from this. I've thought about it, never come to a conclusion. It has affected me in just slightly visible ways. But enough for me to want to talk about it because it has been persistent. I'm coming to realize that it has attributes of depression, but it's not quite depression. It has attributes of sadness, but it's not quite labeled as sadness. But I'm also a bit comforted by the fact that I feel like people feel this way. I feel like somebody out there feels this way. And I don't know what it is. I genuinely don't know what this feeling is. And I don't know. I honestly don't know, guys. Oftentimes, my solo episodes come with some sort of conclusion whereby I'll be like, in conclusion, guys, do this, do that. Let's do this, let's win. And I think the takeaway for this episode will not be similar to the usual takeaways. I think the takeaway for anybody listening, the sort of value that you might want to gain from this conversation we just had is that I feel this way, and there are people who feel this way. Some sort of feeling that borders between sadness and depression for no apparent reason, but it doesn't affect how they go through life 100%. It doesn't affect them having aspirations and dreams and wanting to be their best self, but it's a sort of sadness that is there. And if you are somebody who has been feeling or who has felt or who is feeling this way, then I think the takeaway is that you're not alone. If Guy Martins is feeling it, there's somebody else who's feeling it, there's another person who's feeling it, there are multiple folks who are feeling it. And if I ever come to a conclusion, if I ever come to a solution, if I ever figure this shit out, I'm coming here to let you know, okay? So yeah, this was a very chill conversational episode. I'm trying not to ruin the mood by being very deep and dark and like I'm so sad. But yeah, that's it, honestly. Just be comforted by the fact that people feel this way. The same way I'm comforted by that fact. But I think that should not stop you from trying to figure out why it is you feel this way. Right, it could be loneliness. That is something that I might actually have to put into perspective. Maybe it's unfulfillment in certain relationships. You know, I think I should also think about this long enough. I feel like I should really do some deep reflections on this long enough to be able to land at a certain discernment whereby I can say, this is why I feel this way. This is why I've been feeling this way. Or these are reasons why I've been feeling this way. You get? So yeah, the takeaway is that I feel this way, and you've gotten to know that I feel this way. And if there's somebody around you who feels this way, I think you sort of understand what it is they might be feeling. And if you're somebody who's feeling this way, I think we can, I don't know, nod our heads towards each other, comforted by the fact that we both feel this way, right? And that's all I've got for today, guys. That's really all I wanted us to talk about today. As always, I appreciate chilling and having this conversation with you. It's always wonderful to hang out with you. New episodes of Almost 20 bi-weekly on Sundays. It's like every Sunday, bi-weekly. And check me out on Instagram at _GuyMartins. Check out the podcast on Instagram at Almost 20 Podcast. Give us a like, give us a follow. And I figured out that I've been messing up this outro. Whenever I would say, you know, check out the Almost 20 Podcast on Spotify. Check out the Almost 20 Podcast. I would say check out the Almost 20 Podcast on Apple Music. Do you get? And Apple Music does not play any single podcast. Apple actually has something called Apple Podcast, right? And so I would open my 32 teeth and be shining it in this microphone and be saying, check out the Almost 20 Podcast on Apple Music. But I've gotten that. I think I'm clear now on that. So check out the Almost 20 Podcast on Spotify, on Apple Podcast, or on anywhere you stream your podcast. Like I said, new episodes every Sunday, bi-weekly. Keep being the best version of yourself. Keep making decisions and choices that are right for you. Keep thinking about ways to level up your life. Keep trying to succeed, okay? And I'll talk to you soon, okay? Bye.